This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And hello, everybody. It is Tom Chenault, and it is Adrian Chenault, and it is the Legacy Leadership Radio Show. And we have got ourselves a guest of unbelievable prestige and reputation today. He comes by via the one and only John Hammack, who has never steered us wrong. We love the guy with all of our heart. He would not let up. All he could talk about from Dubai and everybody else was getting this guy on the show. So by goodness gracious, Adrian Chenault did it. Take it away, Adrian.
Yeah, we are super excited to have Muzaffer Najfi here with us on the show today. This guy has been a professional networker from the very early part of his career, just coming out of college, and has just had an incredible run after run after run with multiple different companies over those years, and has had a huge amount of impact and success. And so, Muzaffer, we're really excited to have you here today. How you doing?
I mean, I'm great. First of all, thank you for having me. And obviously, it was great that John made the connection. It wasn't difficult because I've known of Tom Chenault for years, right? Like, his success has literally gone throughout the industry, and it's been a lot, like unbelievable to hear what he's done. I got a chance to say before we started the show, you know, something special to see what consistency and loyalty and obviously hard work and all the things that he put into building an incredible organization all around the world. But when your name travels throughout countries and companies and it says a lot about you. And then, you know, I was told, Adrian, about you and what you've done outside of this industry and then what you and your dad are doing. So it was a simple, easy, fast yes, and actually my honor and pleasure to be here with you guys. So thank you for having me.
And we're happy to have. And there's something that he just said that is really important to all you people that think you're your company. You know, whether you're whatever, I don't care what company it is. I do not care if it's a legacy company. I don't care if it's a startup. You aren't your company. You aren't your product. You aren't your profession. You are just your best you. And for the years, and he just said this, he says, your name has traveled all those years, Tom. And that's by virtue of two things. Number one, I'm an unbelievable, unabashed self-promoter. And number two, I'm quite old. And so those two tied together makes for a very, very long, you know, my name is stuck in your head. And what I did was something accidental. I got accidentally into the radio show. I was a very small statue. I built a giant pedestal and stood on it and realized I was all alone and still no one was listening. So I got guys like him on the radio that just elevated me as well as be part of him. And the rest is history. And I'm begging all of you to fall in love with yourself, be like him, and just learn this profession so you can teach it. And you will live a life that you won't believe, right?
That's exactly right.
Yeah, cool.
So, Muzaffer, you are not very old, but you might think you're very old based on how long you've been in network marketing and everything that you have accomplished over that time. And so we were talking before the show, and for those of you, we're live on Facebook, so some of you can see this. Others of you listening on the radio will not be able to, but you've got a ton of sports stuff behind you. And so we were chatting a little bit about that before the show. Talk about your background before getting into network marketing and why sports are so important to you.
You know, first of all, I always joke around and I say one full-time year in network marketing is like dog years. Like you multiply it by seven, right? So yes. This is my 28th year. Again, I'm a child compared to your father and his success and his results. But he said a lot of kind words, and I'm very grateful for that. You know, before I got involved in this industry, you know, my dad is from East Africa. My mom is Middle Eastern. and they had businesses in Uganda, Africa, and unfortunately they were forced out of the country in refugee camps, and my family was split, and some went to the U.S., some went to Canada, some went to England, not by choice, right? And so when we got to Canada originally, what happened was that we had no business, no education, didn't know English. And so my dad worked in a factory, and then we came to America for the land of opportunity to try to start businesses. And my mom and dad tried to open several businesses, and they failed. And I want to say this. I don't think it's because my dad didn't work his tail off, but I believe that sometimes having a mentor, especially when you're in an unfamiliar territory, like in Africa, it was a familiar territory for them, and he worked hard, and his hard work created success in America, learning English and doing all of that. If he would have had a mentor that had success in the same arena that he wanted to be in, and had the ability to teach, train, coach, mentor with my father's hard work, I think that his results would have been different. But unfortunately things didn't go well, and my dad ended up working in the mailroom of Wells Fargo. So between him and my mom, they combined made between $30,000-$35,000 a year income. And so I was told my whole life that if you want to become successful, go to school, get good grades, and the better you do in school, the better you'll do in life, right? Things that we've all been taught. And so the only thing that we did is we went to school, and when I came home, I just wanted to get out and play. And I found myself falling in love with football and basketball early on. Funny, it's the two that you see there, but it became two of my loves, and I just, I stuck with it. I got connected to it, and then it was the team. It was working with other people. It was this sense of being a part of something bigger than you. And so it made a major impact in my life, and it taught me how to work with others. It taught me leadership. It taught me having a coach and the importance of having a coach. And it's funny, it sounds like I'm talking about our industry right now, and it's amazing how they go so well together. But it was something that I learned early on, and it's just a decision I made as a kid that when I get older, I want to get paid to play. And that was a mindset that I had. Like I saw so many people that were older than I was, you know, my uncles and all of those folks, and they were miserable. Like they were working and they were miserable. And, yeah. And so I didn't want to be miserable. Like I wanted to enjoy life. And so my goal was to become a professional athlete because I thought I could get paid to play. And that didn't happen, and I fell in love with the wonderful industry that I'm in now, that we're in, and it led to, you know, a lot of great team-related exercises. And so sports had a major impact in my life early on, and then in my career being in this industry for 28 years.
That is so... There are so many parallels, and I think especially as you think about it at the highest level, right? And you and I, you know, I immediately latched on to the picture of Kobe Bryant over your shoulder when we first jumped on the call, and you know, not only like, because I think sometimes sports analogies get so watered down that like they're still meaningful, but it's, you know, maybe less impactful. But one of the things that you and I were talking about that I think is so important and parallels so well to entrepreneurship is that, like, at the highest level, the grit and the mindset and the, like, there's so many things that are really, you know, can be very difficult to cultivate, or that those who cultivate them really well have just an insane advantage over people around them. And I think that holds true definitely in the highest level of sports with Kobe and Novak Djokovic and some of these guys that we've been talking about. And that same thing is true in entrepreneurship, where again, you're going to get just knocked down, you know, people are going to be trying to knock you down. Circumstances are going to be trying to knock you down constantly. And there's a lot that we can learn between those two, right?
No, absolutely. And the thing about it is staying on the arena of coaching and mentorship. And, you know, for me, I'm excited about being a guest here today because it's now raised my awareness of this show. Because from what I see, what you and your father are doing is you're bringing specialized knowledge to the masses. And what happens is sometimes people get involved in a company and unfortunately, you know, maybe the people that they have access to, it's not that in direct sales or in every company, there aren't people that have success, but a lot of the masses sometimes don't have access to them, you know, other than going to a big event or things of that sort. And maybe the person that got them involved or signed them up was their cousin. And then their cousin was introduced by their friend and their friend was introduced by their auntie and their auntie was introduced. And so you still don't have that access. But when you have something like this that has people that are on it as a guest and the two of you that are hosting it that literally provide that level of coaching and mentorship that, you know, talking about Kobe, one of the greatest players in the world, still needed a coach, you know, and he mimicked his game after Michael Jordan. Arguably the two, in my opinion, GOATs of this industry, greatest of all time, and they shared the same coach that had years of experience that proved that they have guided people in the right direction. You know, take, for example, a Tom Chenault that has proven that he's guided people in the right direction inside of this industry, outside of this industry, inside of his company, outside of his company. And so to be able to have at least this type of platform, and I know there are some other good ones out there, and I don't know all of them, but I look at being an athlete, and I would listen to what my coach said. Why? Because he was my coach. And at the time, it was a he. So your coach could be a he or a she. At the time, for me, my coach was a he. And so I would listen to what he said. Why? Because he was my coach. And you don't argue with your coach. But in this industry, what tends to happen sometimes is we argue with our coaches. When our coaches, as long as you pick the right coach, and don't get me wrong, some people have picked the wrong coach. They just have. Listen, I've unfortunately been in business with the wrong people myself and had wrong coaches. And then I found the right coaches and mentors, and they said, Muzaffer, you did this when you should have done this. You went left when you should have gone right. And so to see that you guys are providing, it's exciting for me. But going back to what you were saying, right, like, the greatest in the world had coaches and mentors, and so there's a massive parallel continuously if we're staying on the sports theme, but yeah, it is. So, no, I love this.
All right, so here's the deal. We're going to take a break. We're on the Genesis Communication Network, 545 radio stations all over the world. We're also a podcast. We're also everything you can possibly imagine. It's a blowtorch. It will do you some good to listen to this show every week because we don't interview companies. We interview unbelievable human beings. And we'll be back right after this. Stick around.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family.
family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
And we're back. It's Tosh Chenault, and it is the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with my beautiful little boy, Adrian Chenault. And it's a great day, and we got Musafer, and he is an incredible guy who built an organization of 6 million people. I cannot tie his shoes. And he did it with discipline. He did it with consistency. He did it with coaching. He did it with mentoring. And he said that his role models are people like Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant. And if you learn anything about Kobe Bryant, it is that he worked out literally twice a day. And in a game, he would not pass to Shaquille O'Neal. And everybody says, you got to pass to Shaquille O'Neal. He's like the king. And Kobe said, no, he's fat. He's just tall, he's fat, and he's not playing at the level I'm playing. So until he wants to play like I play, he doesn't get the ball from me. Everybody else can pass to him, but I am here to play at my highest level, and I refuse to be around people that won't play at the highest level. What if that was your mantra? What if you were the lighthouse? And instead of swimming out and trying to pull all those people that are trying to pull you in the water and make you drown with them because they don't want to do the work to learn the skills, what if you were just the lighthouse like Mustafa is and all of that, however the hell you pronounce your name. And at the end of the day, you're him, where he's just standing there. He knows what he's doing. He's done it. He wants to teach you, but you got to pay your dues and do the work too. That's what this show is all about. That's what he's all about. And if you do anything in your life, find him, emulate him, beg him to mentor you, and you win. That's all it boils down to. I didn't know anything about this profession. I was an airplane salesman and a drunken stockbroker. I had to learn this game in order to win at it. That's what you have to do. You're not going to get it by osmosis. I promise you that. And you're going to have to fail forward and miss some free throws to make 25 in a row. Am I wrong or am I right?
Spot on, my friend. And that's what it is. You know, you look at, like you're talking about Kobe's work ethic, you know, when he, and all of you guys can go watch, right, the Redeem team, and I'm sure you guys have seen it, but when you hear the stories about the guys were going out, and going out to party, let off some steam, and when they came back at 4 or 5 in the morning, they saw Kobe on his way to go get a workout in, and they were blown away because he's there with all stars. He just got done losing in the finals to the Boston Celtics, and he deserves, if anybody, time to let off some steam, but he was going to work out when everybody was getting back from partying. And the next day, LeBron and Dwayne Wade met him in the gym. And then by the end of the week, everybody was in on Kobe's time. And it's because he led by example, and he didn't care if everybody else was going to follow or not. He was going there, and he was going to show you through work ethic instead of just tell you. You know, so many people want to tell you what to do, or they want to tell you what they read in a book. And listen, books are great as long as you find the right author. But people want to read something to you and not show you. And that's why leading by example, it's something that we hear all the time. But I think it's an overstated comment that's not followed, right? Like, you start to hear things like, I hope that the tongue in your mouth matches the tongue on your shoes. Basically, are you willing to walk the talk? You know, and you know, the bottom line is, so many people go, listen, I would do X amount of presentations a week. For example, there's a number that if you do 4 to 5 a week, 16 to 20 a month for 24 consecutive months, you can have a bad week, you can't have a bad month. How many leaders that say that or give you a number are doing it themselves, right? But they want to tell you what to do, and that's something that's frustrating to me. I'm still enrolling personal people into my business after being a consistent 7-figure earner, and it's not because I'm running a bunch of ads. Not that those are bad, but I'm still talking to people that I know. I'm still going into a home and doing a presentation for 2 or 3 people, even though I've been fortunate enough to be featured on stages and in books and on shows. But how can I sit and tell a new person or coach a new person to do something today if I did it 10 years ago, but I didn't do it last week?
Right? That's 100% it, you guys. He's right on the money. That's all I preach every day. And I've never heard that tongue story. I just tell everybody to watch my feet. There's so many people mouthing off. You know, they think that they're a John Maxwell coach. Great. They think they're a Tony Robbins coach. Great. They think they're this coach, that coach. Great. Show me how that coaching's working for everybody in your business. Instead, you want to live on that ribbon you earned instead of get in the trenches. And if you get in the trenches and show people how to do this, just exactly like Alcoholics Anonymous, I promise you, you will win in this business. I promise you. We're coming back right after this. It's the Legacy Leadership Radio Show.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326, and ask for Mike Hayes. Again, all you want to do is call Mike Hayes at 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
USA News Update. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has been cleared of all charges and will retain his office. State senators deliberated on 16 articles of impeachment, ultimately acquitting him.
This judgment will be filed with the Secretary of State, and Attorney General Warren Kenneth Paxton Jr. is hereby at this moment reinstated to office.
That's Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick. On the second day of the UAW strike, discussions are underway between United Auto Workers and Ford and General Motors. Negotiations, which paused on Friday, have now resumed, with both GM and Ford expressing their commitment. Chasen Carter, the grandson of former President Jimmy Carter, and his wife Roslyn shared that the couple is in the final phase of their lives. He mentioned that they are together at home, which he believes is an ideal situation for them at this stage. Earlier this year, the former president entered hospice care, and Roslyn was diagnosed with dementia. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
And we're back. It's Tom Chenault. It's Adrian Chenault. And we are at a boot camp. We are getting schooled on how to do network marketing by somebody that knows how to do it. One of the quintessential network marketers that grinds all the time and works all the time is my buddy John Hammack. And John Hammack told Adrian that this guy was all of it in a bag of chips. And I am telling you, John Hammack was exactly right. You need to get hold of this guy, follow him, play the game, do what he does, you get what he gets. And that's what is so important. And then you got all those guys standing on the edge of the lake. Big reputation, big houses, big stories, but they're on the edge of the lake and they're watching guys like him and actually guys like me out here swimming for our lives. We got one finger up, two fingers up, three fingers up. We're ready to drown and they're just waiting for us to do one or the other, swim or drown, so they can, when we get back to the shore or drown, they can say, I told you so. That's why I did or didn't do the deal. Don't listen to those people. The minute they tell you their story, say, prove it. Give me somebody I can talk to that you made
that happen for, then I'm interested. Otherwise, it's just noise. And I'm sick of the noise of this business because it's leading innocent people off a cliff. That's the story. Did you see what I just posted about my eye?
Yes.
Holy shit. Here's the deal. My eye's kind of bulging and I'm seeing double. So I go to the doctor. They go, you've got Graves' disease. I go, okay, what do we do? They said, well, you need to do this test. You got to do 8 infusions. It's going to cost $350,000. I go, holy smokes. So I go, and I said, does it hurt? And they go, no. I go, I'll do it. So it takes a long time. I got the bill today, and they made a little mistake. The bill was $1,800,000. $1,800,000. And Medicare, and you know, I'm 100, so Medicare or Medicaid or whatever it is paid for it. But you know what that meant? That meant I didn't have to pay for it, but you did. And that is wrong. And we have to fix this system. Otherwise, we all go broke. And this is a little bit like network marketing, going broke enthusiastically and taking other people with you. That's what's happening with the healthcare system. And that's what happens with about 90% of these trainers out here. They tell you they're going to do all this stuff for you. You go, they're going broke enthusiastically and taking you with them, and they train you to do that. Don't go for that. Find somebody like him. Jump in the foxhole and learn it, and you will thank me forever. Am I wrong or am I right?
100%. You know, here's my take on, there's a lot of people that have made a lot of money, and they're coaching and training, and God bless them, right? Like, you have the right to retire. You do, because people have their own goals and they have the right to retire. Or if they want to become a speaker, author, what have you. What I hope is that some of them would say, listen, I'm retired because I did some great things years ago. For those of you that are looking to build today, let me connect you with somebody that is doing the business today.
Right? Somebody I trained.
Yeah, somebody I trained that's doing the business today, and I can coach you on this, that, or the other, but I can't coach you on what you're doing on a daily basis today, because truth be told, I haven't done it in 10 years. For example, there are other people that quit the industry years ago because whatever happened, and they went out, became a speaker and an author, and they quit like 10, 15 years ago. And for whatever reason they quit, and I'm not here to say whether they were right or wrong, what I'm saying is that then they go, I'm going to coach you. And my question always is that when's the last time that you sat in a home presentation and heard no? When's the last time you did a game plan with somebody and they had tears in their eyes because they need a change in their life? When's the last time you overcame objections? Or when's the last time you sat with somebody and they were on the ledge of quitting, and you empathized with them, and you said the things that they needed to hear to lead them and guide them to stay and then help them achieve success afterwards? Like, a lot of people just like sports, right? So if we're staying on the sports theme, which I love, but if you take a professional athlete away from his game or her game, that they're playing at a high level and a high speed, when they're out for 5 years or 10 years and you put them back on a basketball court with professional players, they don't have game speed. They don't have game shape. They're going to fail because they're not in the motion or the movement or the shape that it takes to play at that level. So, yes, it's a lot of work. It's exhausting to play at a professional level at any sport, any profession, for a long period of time. But if you have the ability to get a hold of some of them that are still playing at that level, and there's a lot of them. Listen, it's not just me. It's not just Tom. And there's a lot of us that are out there, God bless, but there's also a lot that I wish would guide people to those that are. And then they stay in their lane, which is okay. And that's something that I wish that this industry would do more of, is have a little bit more honesty and a little bit more, not that the industry is dishonest, but I'm saying some of the people that I wish they'd be a little bit more real about where they are in life and how they can either really guide you or guide you to someone that could guide you.
There you go. There you go. So you are one of those people. And here's one of my questions that I have for you, because I think there's important pieces on both sides of this. you're looking at the last, you know, whatever, 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, whatever kind of, you know, shorter term time horizon you want to think on, what are some important things that have changed, and what are some things that are important to know that they haven't changed and that the timeless principles live on?
So there's a false lead today where people think that everything is online. And people think that if I can buy the right system and pay the right ads, that I'm going to get a bunch of people into my business that are just going to duplicate and run and do this without me. It's that get rich quick syndrome all over again. Now, that doesn't mean that social media is not important, but I do believe that there is a newer wave in our world today, right? This online real estate, right? This social real estate, this social space is very important today, right? So that's high tech, right? But there's also high touch, where people call old school. And I think that if we start thinking about what do we want in our business, do you want a sign up or are you looking for a business partner? You know, my question to you is, because people go, what should I do? What video or what tool? Here's my question. If you had the opportunity to get a Tom Chenault in your business, I mean, listen to this real carefully. What would you, now his success is unbelievable, but that didn't just come. He wasn't a lottery ticket. He worked his tail off consistently. He got trained, coached, developed. He failed forward, as he says, right? Like as we all did. And so he went through it, right? He went through it and came out on the other side and is still going through it. But if you had the ability to recruit him, what would you do? Would you go meet with him in person? Would you send him now again, I'm not saying videos and tools aren't important. What I'm saying is how do you marry the two, right? Whether you look at new school, old school, whatever you want to call it, online, offline, high tech, high touch, how do you marry the two today? And there's a way to do it. It takes work. It takes commitment. But I do believe in finding business partners and not just signups. I believe there's a major difference. And I think that that's what's changed today, is so many things have gone to your device that people tend to forget that this business that we're in, it's about connection. It's not just about information or companies, right? Like think about what Tom said at the beginning of the show, right? It's not that you guys bring companies on. You go after incredible individuals because people join people, not companies. Because I've seen so many people that met with somebody, heard the opportunity, said no, met with somebody else for the same opportunity and said yes. So if people join people, then the art of communication, the art of connection, the art of relationship, I think is missing in the younger generation. Because a lot of people are texting and there's so much communication that's missing in the texting world, guys. Like things are acronyms. And if you put an acronym with the wrong exclamation point or the wrong emoji, it sends the wrong message. And people are going, what did you mean? What was, well, they must not care about me. And the old saying, right? People don't care how much you know unless they know how much you care. And I think that's what's missing in our profession, is to find a way to marry the two, is to find a way to still create these relationships, but everybody wants speed of online, social media, ads. I want to get 500 people in my business tomorrow. Well, those 500 people will leave if you don't have a connection or a relationship with them. So anyways, man, I went off on a rant. I apologize, but like, it's a big thing to me, connection and relationships. Whether it's old school, I believe it'll never die in this industry, and it's one of the key components of success.
That's so spot on, and this is a sad and slightly funny example at the same time. So for those of you who are football fans, yesterday on Monday Night Football, unfortunately, Aaron Rodgers suffered a really bad injury. And as it happened, Patrick Mahomes, the quarterback for the Chiefs, tweeted something intending consolation, and he meant to say, hate that, comma, man, praying for the best, but he forgot the comma, and so he tweeted, hate that man. And so fortunately he edited it or whatever. But anyway, like, these are the things, right? Human connection gets lost in translation all the time, whether you realize it or not. And this is, we're not just hawking products. What this business is about, the leverage, the reason why network marketing exists is because you're building partnerships that lead to partnerships that lead to partnerships. And that's how this promise of exponential growth and leverage gets created. And if you don't create a meaningful connection, then that blossoming doesn't ever occur, right?
We're at war against the conversation called join with a click. Because if they join you with a click, they're going to leave you with a click. And no matter how good it is, no matter how many people pour in the funnel, no matter what accolades you get from the 500 people you brought in last night, the problem is they're going to be gone tomorrow. And if you don't have some stickiness to figure out what it is that's moving those people, you are had. So whatever you do, listen to him, because it isn't how many people they bring in. It's how many they leave behind. And the name of the game for you is to master enrollment, not signups, and you'll win this game. And there is a world of difference between the two. I love this guy. Make sure you go to that website. He is the real deal. And we'll be right back after this break. It's the last one on the Legacy Leadership Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Airline.
guys have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We're back. It's Tom Chenault. That's Adrian Chenault. And he's going to do the final segment because he's had all kinds of notes. And I hijacked the show, and he just stabbed me with the proverbial fork. So here we go. Adrian, finish this up.
Yeah. So I think we were really in a rich spot of just talking about this idea of if they join you with a click, they'll leave you with a click. And so let's pick that back up. And Muzaffar, I know you said that kind of triggered a story for you. And
I'll tell this quickly because I know that you probably have other questions or what have you. And I'll just say this. So I had somebody join my business, and they had a big following online. And what they wanted to do is put out a message, do one Zoom, get everybody in, get them signed up. And they were all excited. And I said, listen, I said, you have to trust me. I said, what we got to do is let's meet with a handful of people. I said, let's get these people developed and trained because you do have a big following and it's great. And what's going to happen is that people are going to join. But if you don't have the bandwidth to service all of these people, you're going to lose them as fast as they sign up. No, you don't understand. I said, listen, I promise you, surely enough, we talked to a couple people and I said, listen, don't make the post yet. Don't do the Zoom yet. Let's get these 8 or 10 trained. So when the hundreds come in, we have 10 people that are soldiers that can work with them. They didn't listen. They made a post. They set up a Zoom. We got, I can't even tell you, it was like 80 to 100 signups that went in that paid for a package roughly about, call it $500 to $1,000, right? They paid for a package. It's normal in the industry. Got started, and sure enough, it was way more than what this one person in me even like could handle. It was like, okay, well, let's set up a Zoom to train them and let's set up this. But people couldn't call all of them fast enough and people got lost. And then as people got lost, they complained and they sent messages. And then the other person got upset. And then the main person heard complaints and they didn't know what to do. And next thing you know, a bunch of them started talking about quitting, and it turned into a domino effect. Now, God bless, some of them stayed because of the relationships that we kept. But the masses were just people that signed up and quit because there was no connection, no relationship, no training. And I saw it live in front of my eyes. But I knew it was going to happen. And even though I tried to guide and coach somebody, but sometimes because people have made money online and they created success, sometimes they think they know better. And just like a child, there comes a point, and I'm sure Tom may have done this with you, Adrian, at some point in your life, is as you're coaching your son or your daughter and you're going, don't do this, I promise you, I've seen it. And they keep going, no, you don't understand, your generation's doing whatever it is. And at some point, the parent does this. Okay, if you want to do it, go for it. I'm just letting you know, I told you, but it's okay. Go ahead. And then the person does it, and they burn their hand, right? Like if they were touching enough.
Yeah.
And they burn their hand, and they go, oh, my goodness, I should have listened to you. Hindsight is 20/20. But there's a lot of experience in this world that won't solve all of your future challenges. We're not here to cripple anybody.
Yeah.
We want people to go through challenges because that's what helps them grow. But if we can avoid a bunch of pitfalls, we can help you get from A to B faster than we did if you're willing to just listen.
No, sorry. I agree with you 100%. And all of you, what you want to focus on is keeping people stuck in your business. And we train that every day. We train something called the BLTSs. Thanks for reminding me, Doug. you know this as well as I do. If somebody feels like they belong in your community, not in your culture, not in your system, in your community, if they belong in that community, if they feel like you love them, if they feel like they can trust you and they're safe with you, they're going to stay with you and follow you up a cliff. If one of those are missing and you've got to go do it, they're gone to the next person that tells them a story. But you have those BLTSs, you have an Amway culture, because those people wouldn't leave with a crowbar because of the community. It's the truth. And what we have to do is have you learn that we're right and not listen to all that noise. It's harder. It takes longer. But I'm going to tell you, you'll have a picture of us in your wallet at the end of the day. I can promise you that, right?
It's so right on. And I love this example that you shared.
I love that.
Because that's the dream, right? For like, if you kind of believe in this mirage or whatever of like, oh, it's just going to be so awesome, I'm just going to get all these people and they're going to sign up and whatever, like that sounds like the Holy Grail. And even when you hit this proverbial Holy Grail, it just turned into dust instantly, because it's not that kind of business. Network marketing is a different kind of business than influencer marketing. Network marketing is a different kind of business from the corporate thing that you've done before. And that was one of the hardest things for me to learn, right? I came from this corporate world. We came and we started contact mapping before we came into NowSite, and I was like, I know all this stuff. And he's like, No. And one of the best things he ever told me to do, he said, you got to go and you need to get into the network marketing world because it's different. And it is. It's 100% different. And it's different in the most beautiful ways. But if you ignore those differences, you do it at your own peril, because it is. It's a relationship business. It's a partnership business. And you have to sometimes slow down a little bit and really get to know people and set them up for success in order to speed up. And it's counterintuitive to some of the things that we learn in other areas where we were trying to go faster and faster. So this has been an incredible show. You definitely need to go find Muzaffer. So it's Muzaffer, M-U-Z-A-F-E-R, Najfi.com. Go track him down. And if you can't find him, come find me, Adrian Chenault, and I'll point you in the right direction.
Fact.
This guy is amazing.
I love him.
Next week, we've got Mark Janis.
The king of the curmudgeons.
It's going to be a great show as well. We're going to have a show after the show, so don't go anywhere. We'll be back next week on Legacy Leadership.
Thanks, radio people.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.